I'm here with Jake East, Executive Director of Appalachian Arts Alliance, an organization that's been working on the planning and construction of a new art station in downtown Hazard. Jake, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
So tell me about Appalachian Arts Alliance. It's been many years in the works, right?
Yeah, so it actually incorporated in 2013, so about 6 years ago. We are a group of individuals who are interested in art in the community, and initially started as just a volunteer board and then eventually hired me as the executive director. We use ourselves as a platform for arts education, arts entrepreneurship, and arts practice to, you know, kind of activate and beautify our community. So we have different programs, like we offer piano and dance classes, and we're kind of expanding that to open it up to more and different kinds of art. And we also do public art. We do murals and gardening projects in the community. And we also have a platform called Thursdays on the Triangle that allows local entrepreneurs and artisans to come and sell their art, grow their business, and contribute to the local community and economy that way.
It sounds like you're doing a lot in the community. Can you tell me about the art station and your plans and goals for that?
Yeah, so the art station is kind of just the physical space that we're going to be putting what we're currently doing into. So it's going to allow us to solidify and institutionalize a lot of the things that we're already doing in the community. Mm-hmm. So like I said, we have programs that are geared towards arts education and entrepreneurship. This allows us to have a physical space of our own that we can use as a springboard to grow and institutionalize, solidify those programs within the community.
And you've also got a partnership with the Appalachian Impact Fund.
Yeah, so we're running a capital campaign during the month of July. We are raising $25,000 that's going to be used towards the renovation of the art station. And each dollar that people donate to that campaign will be matched by Appalachian Impact Fund, which is a fund of Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky, which is also based in Hazard, but serves Eastern Kentucky.
It hasn't been quite an easy road, as I understand it, with this actual space. What are some of the obstacles that you've run into?
Yeah, so as is kind of identical to community projects, especially community projects that are based around physical spaces and buildings, lots of obstacles come up along the way, and you just kind of deal with those and roll along with it and try to make the best of the situation. So when we bought the building, it was in really good shape, but then immediately after, it was vandalized and, you know, lots of debris was left and things that were initially going to be useful were taken, and then even later, the roof caved in. So there were just many, many stumbling blocks along the way that contributed to the project taking a lot longer than it might have initially.
I'm Samantha Morrill, and if you're just joining us, I'm here with Jake East, Executive Director of Appalachian Arts Alliance. Can you tell me about some of the arts activities that will take place in the building, and who is going to organize these activities? Are you pulling community partners to come in and teach a dance class or something?
Yeah, so we actually work with local artists, local dancers, and other folks who are interested in expanding the arts and arts offerings in our community to fill out our arts education program. We ourselves are going to be operating the building and kind of leveraging our community partnerships to, you know, have events, have community productions, and as we said before, to have all of those arts education offerings, because a lot of schools in our area don't have the funding and materials and staff needed to have these high-quality arts education options because of budget cuts and other, you know, other problems. So we are able to offer those out in the community for people to participate in, and that's kind of what our group formed around in the first place, in addition to the building, is providing those opportunities for kids and families in the area to access high-quality arts education.
What does that mean for a community and children moving on in their lives to have access to that kind of at home?
So I think arts and arts in the community is a really powerful means for communities to not only heal themselves and create a space for people to express and create, but also it's a powerful economic indicator. So people can use that as a platform to not only, you know, maybe have an arts business themselves or to be a local artist, but also the creativity and the mindset that comes out of arts education is applicable to so many areas, and you can use it in whatever you do in life. And also having those high-quality arts education offerings and, you know, community arts productions and events, you know, creates a place where people, you know, want to stay and want to be involved and contribute for the long term.
Jake, how can people find out more about Appalachian Arts Alliance and the things that you guys are doing for the community?
So we have a Facebook, Instagram, and a website. We're searchable on both Facebook and Instagram at Appalachian Arts Alliance. And then our website is applearts, applearts.org.
Jake East, Executive Director of Appalachian Arts Alliance. Jake, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, for sure.